The American Institute of Architects is marking its 60th anniversary, and more than a decade ago, the Honolulu chapter began inviting the public to vote for their favorite recently completed project. President Jeff Lewis joined us in the studio this week to talk about the competition among its members with some 37 newly completed projects. From single-family homes, condos, and businesses, the designs were not just here in the islands, but offshore too.
It's always neat to see what the public chooses, you know, because as architects, you know, we sort of have our biases and stuff, but it's neat to see what the general public thinks is really exciting architecture and what they feel is appropriate for Honolulu.
So tell us about who judges this competition normally.
This year, the last 2 years, we've had out-of-state jury. 2 years ago was AIA Portland, and this year was AIA Seattle.
And how does that work? I mean, because communities are different. Do they bring to the table kind of different viewpoints?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's Seattle, for those who've been there, know it's a big metropolitan city, you know, and beautiful city and very leading edge, you know. And so, I think they bring a lot of exciting experience that's applicable to Seattle. But, you know, and then they look at us here in Honolulu and think about maybe how it applies, you know, some of the things they're dealing with there and how it might apply here and judge our work accordingly.
So. Now, I know I've been asked to be a judge in, you know, small-time competitions, but I remember something recently I did up at the University of Hawaii, and we were kind of torn because there were two projects that were very fine, and we had to choose one. And so we ended up choosing one, but then the People's Choice ended up getting the other project. So it was really kind of nice to know that it kind of resonated with people.
And they're very personal, you know. I mean, there's, you know, through your own personal experience, you may see something in one project that resonates, where someone else may look at the other project and have an experience that makes them lean towards that or gravitate that way. So that's what's exciting about architecture. You know, it's exciting to look at it, to sort of absorb it and, you know, be influenced, you know, through your own experience in making decisions about maybe what's good or bad or better or worse. I don't know.
There's a lot of thought that goes into designing a project that a lot of people maybe don't realize, all the work that's gone into when you do put pen to paper or get on the computer and you design something.
It's a all-encompassing process, you know, from doing research, programming with clients. I recently did a project up in Manoa, and it was a lot of history that I studied. And it was very exciting because they have a heiau on their property. And so really getting way back into the pre-contact time and understanding sort of what motivated the Hawaiian people at that time.
So, and that project is the Manoa Heritage Center.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about that. I mean, how hard was it to then to do the deep dive on the history, but then come up with something that worked for the client?
Yeah. And it's kind of a twofold thing because the history really inspired me in a lot of ways when I looked at sort of the Hawaiian people and how the heiau is an agricultural heiau. And so it's really about studying the cosmos and the lunar calendar and what applied to their planting season. So that helped me understand how to orient the building and how to, and really sort of celebrate what the Hawaiian people did, because the heiau is really such an important artifact on that property. And then there's programming, and that's with the clients, you know, and then they have a program to run there, and so it's got a function for them. And it's sort of this marriage of form and function, and they sort of both have to be equal. You know, if a building is really exciting looking but doesn't function, then you've let down the client. And if it's functions really well but isn't so good looking, then you've let down the community. And so it really, they have to marry, I think, to be successful.
Well, I know in the driveway there, you've got the whole lunar calendar thing.
The star compass.
And I know that the center was going to launch this summer, I think, a number of lunar programs. They had educators come in. So it was really, everything's just kind of woven in there.
Yeah, no, that was exciting because it kind of stemmed from needing a place for a bus to turn around. And I said, well, hey, you know, let's bring the Star Compass in. And, you know, it's a great teaching opportunity for the children. You know, the third, fourth grade, almost all the kids from Honolulu go there in the earlier years of their education. And so we're always looking for opportunities, teaching opportunities, you know, whether it's the Rain Garden, whether it's the Star Compass, the Native Hawaiian Garden, you know, it's all opportunities to share with kids and inspire them. As designers, you know, we can be pretty critical of things, but it's really neat to see how the general public reacts and responds to this work because they, you know, they live with it every day. And for them, it's, you know, it's less about the academics of it. It's more about just the experience of seeing a building and is it appropriate for Honolulu? Is it not appropriate? Does it function well? You know, and so it'll be really exciting to see how the public judges them. And it's always neat to see who the winner is because you never quite know with that. You know, as an architect, I could pick the ones I think are maybe more successful. But you never, when the People's Choice comes out, you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. They picked that one. That's, you know, I can see that. You know, it kind of makes sense when you see who wins usually.
And so you're going to announce that on the 15th. Is that right?
November 15th is the Design Awards. And that's both the AIA Honolulu Awards and then also the Pacific Region Awards as well. So it's going to be a combination this year, which we don't typically do, but it's our 60th anniversary. So it's a big event for us. You know, it's been the longest standing design awards in Honolulu, the AIA Awards. So it's a big thing, and it's important to us at AIA Honolulu, and we're excited to share it with the Pacific region.
So you've got also symposiums that are going to be tied to this event. Tell us about that.
We do. The design symposiums are a really exciting event coming up. It's November 13th through the 15th in conjunction with the the AIA CSI Expo. And then on that's Tuesday, and then Wednesday, that's on Wednesday, and we also have seminars on Wednesday, and on Thursday we have workshops that are open to the public. And it's really an exciting symposium. It's a four-part symposium. Last year, UH did phase one. We're doing it in conjunction with University of Hawaii School of Architecture. So they did the first symposium, which was Building Voices. And we love the name because it's about bringing people together and finding solutions. And so this year, it's Building Voices, Livable Communities, livable cities and communities. And then we have four tracks that we're going to be studying and really looking at design in coastal extreme climate conditions, healthy citizens and communities, community mobility, and housing for all. So they're all issues that we're facing here in Honolulu, a lot of challenges. So the goal is really to bring people together both locally and from the mainland and some international people to just discuss with the city and the state and try to find solutions.
Right, because we're at a point now where rail is coming into the urban core and there's a lot of focus on the plan and how it's all going to come together. And hopefully as you build housing along the transit development areas that you'll get people walking and riding bikes.
It's so exciting, rail, and I'm really glad it's being done. I really hope that it makes it all the way to Ala Moana because, you know, Kaka'ako is designed as a walkable community, and it really needs that. I mean, they've eased up on parking. You know, they're doing all the right things to let rail be effective and serve its role. So we really hope it makes it there. And it's just neat, this new, you know, the Kaka'ako is so exciting. It's got these podiums where you have all the retail and stuff going on at the street, really vibrant. And then you have residences above that can really serve those, commercial spaces as well. The design is, you know, it's sort of the now of residential design, having these, you know, mixed-use buildings like that. It's been effective on the mainland in a lot of areas and seems to be pretty effective here in Kaka'ako as well. Yeah, I would encourage the public to come to the symposium because it's really it's very inclusive with the community, and we would like to get community feedback. And why we call it Building Voices again is to bring people together and talk about solutions.
That was architect Jeff Lewis, current president of AIA Honolulu, and you know, go online and vote for the People's Choice. You can find the links on our website. That wraps it up for us today. Now back over to Pledge Central.